Remember this song?
Let go your heart, let go your head, and feel it now. Let go your heart, let go your head, and feel it now. Babylon.
That is Babylon off of David Gray's 1999 album White Ladder, which sold 7 million copies worldwide and earned David Gray a Grammy nomination for Best New Artist. Well, the British singer-songwriter is out with a new album, his first new album in 4 years. It is called Mutineers. We sat down with David Gray to talk about the album, and we started by asking him to play us a song.
This is Back in the World.
Every day when I open my eyes, now it feels like a Saturday. Taking out from the shelf all the parts of myself that are packed away, yeah. If it's love lifts us up from the dark, is it God by another name? Who's to say how it goes? All I know is I'm back in the world again. Like the lift of a curse got a whole different person inside my. No more trudging around, stony-eyed through the town like the living dead now. If it's love, lift us up from the dark, is it God by another name? Who's to say how it goes? All I know is I'm back in the world again. Back in the world again. It's the only way to be.
You've still got it, David Gray.
You got an extra chord there. That was a bit of added value for the avid listener. You got something well jazzy. I'll be exploring that on another album sometime in the future. They've taken the cavernous reverb off, so I don't sound, you know, quite as ridiculous as I did before.
No, you sound great, and you sound, you know, I've talked to musicians many years after the songs that they became famous for, and sometimes they've lost their the sort of great thing about their voice, but you sound just like you did with White Ladder.
Yeah, I think, you know, touch wood, I think my voice has sort of strengthened over the years, you know. I don't know why, because I treat it with disrespect. That's my formula for success. It's always a bit of a battle when you're doing this stage of the journey for me, because I've got the mountain of a year's touring in front of me. And the psychology of the whole thing is kind of, it's just my voice standing at the bottom of it all. And, you know, the promo and the incessant interviews, and I'm just using it all the time. And it's suffering from a bit of wear and tear these days. That preys on my mind. But yeah, touch wood, it seems to be getting stronger with age.
Well, the other thing that I noticed that is similar about this album and previous albums is there's a real melancholy feeling. And I wondered when I was listening, is this guy always sad or what?
Jesus, I think this record's upbeat by my standards. So. it's just the way that's the flavor that my music has. Do you know what I mean? It's like, where would music be without sadness?
I mean, I've gotten through breakups listening to your songs.
Yeah, I think just the melancholy just feeds in there. There's something fundamental about that's my... I don't know what my beef is exactly with existence, but somehow when I'm singing, it's like that it comes out in this way.
Well, you say you think this one is more upbeat. What are you trying to do with this album?
Well, it was a sort of radical overhaul, really, of where I was at. I think I sat down at the piano to write a new record in 2011, having been on the road for a good couple of years. And, I hit a few sort of moody chords and started some moody lyrics up. And I just thought, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be some moody middle-aged man. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm bored of that. I've done that. You know, I've done that one. What else is? I want to say hallelujah is what I want to say, but how am I going to get back to that sort of feeling? So I just started looking and started choosing the path less traveled in terms of the way that I was working. So working backwards in my processes, trying to work from lyrics into music, anything to just refresh the thing. And as successes gradually accrued, I could see that I was starting to strike on something else.
We're speaking with British singer-songwriter David Gray about his new album, Mutineers. Stay with us. This is Here and Now.
You know the way it is. These thoughts are mutineers. Trying to shake the monkey off my back. So beat the island drum. And steady as she comes. And all the stars are closing for the land.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is Here and Now, and if you're just joining us, we're talking with British singer-songwriter David Gray. He is out with a new album called Mutineers, and we were just hearing from David before the break what he's trying to do with the album.
The whole thing was like a major upheaval and a painful process as well. I think during the years of like touring and making records, I've kind of dehumanized myself to some extent, compartmentalized in the extreme to kind of survive the rigors of the process and having a family and trying to fit all this stuff into your life. I just become some kind of creative cart horse who treated creativity as a responsibility to fit in with all my others. Hmm. And yeah, but that's no way. You don't hit the good stuff that way. You'll have a few successes, but what I wanted was more. I wanted spiritual renewal, you know. So somewhere through the intensity of this making process, anyway, I found all this stuff. People say there's a melancholy sound to the record. Of course, yeah, because that's my flavor sort of thing. But for me, it has a sort of a joyous sense of being to me as a listener. But I guess maybe I listen to some pretty miserable stuff. So in comparison, this is like listening to disco. Do you know what I mean? It's like Donna Summer.
What are you thinking of when you sing?
I'm just trying to sing it right. You know, I'm like a metal worker who doesn't see the liquid metal that's pouring through the machine. You don't deal in the motion when you're writing songs. You deal with nuts and bolts. It's only when I occasionally stand back from it that you feel this. What you're doing is trading in emotion. That's what music is. It's a sort of mathematics of emotion, really. But most of the time when I'm singing, I'm concentrating on hitting the right note and, you know, I'm concentrating on execution.
We read that when you were a kid, you wanted to play soccer. How did you veer so far off of that path?
I still do.
You're in the wrong country. You should go to Brazil then.
If they called me up, I'd cancel the tour. I'd be down there in an instant, but that isn't going to happen. No, I mean, like every kid wants to be a football player. I loved it. I played a lot of sport when I was a kid. You know, I was happiest outside just playing anything, any old game. But that dwindled. When I got into my teens and I was playing more, you know, with the men's team and all that, and boys' team was starting to do quite well, you see the kids who are going to go far. There's a difference. And also, it's just a weird world, football. I wouldn't really want to be inside it. It's a bit barren in many sort of ways. It's hardly an intellectual landscape. It's, I mean, fair play to them all, week in, week out, doing this stuff. But it must be a thrill. But anyway, I could see the way it was going. And I tended towards things that obviously had more power for me than sport, even. And that would be making. Lots of the early photos of me are in the act of either building some kind of weird sculpture or making a drawing or a painting. It was something that from the very earliest age I was drawn to.
Now you have two daughters, 11 and 8 years old. What do they think of your music?
You know, they tell me to jolly up. You know what I mean? Jolly up, Dad. Come on. Jolly it up a bit. Get Calvin Harris in. David Guetta. Get one of these guys in. Jolly up your music a bit. You know, they've got that sort of... You realise you're missing something when you look at your children because they've still got all that ridiculous zest. I can convince myself I'm back in the world, but not as much so as them. They're absolutely full of it. So, yeah, they think I need to jolly up a bit, but they've given this record the thumbs up. They like it.
When you want to jolly up and just want to listen to somebody else, who do you listen to?
Well, I wouldn't jolly up. I'd probably jolly down. You know what I mean? At the moment, I've got a favourite song. It's a song called County Line by Cass McCombs. Johnny Hartman and John Coltrane, I love that record. Frank Sinatra. And I'm very lucky to have good friends who put things my way. So it's very much a word of mouth network in terms of how I pick up on things. And then you take it from there. But I think I probably read more than I listen to music, in all honesty.
Well, David Gray, it is so great talking to you. I think we have time. If you can play us one more song to close out the show, what will it be?
I'm going to do one called Girl Like You. This is one of my favorite songs from the record and one of my favorite songs live with the new album, too. I'm working on it. Yeah, working on it.
my brother, but my brother is so hard to know. I don't want no soul to suffer, but it's not an easy line to toe. So I'm working on it, yeah, working on it.
What a pleasure. Thank you so much, David Gray.
Cheers, man. Thanks very much.
And you can hear David's in-studio performances with us and find out all about his tour at our website, hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.